This is The Qualified.
The Qualified.
The Qualified.
El Calificado.
The Qualified with Ryan Huff.
Hey, what's going on, Qualified family? Hope you're having an amazing day as always, and welcome back to The Qualified, where we showcase God's goodness with the ultimate goal being to empower you to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. Y'all, my name is Ryan Huff. I'm your host. Thank you so very much for listening. We have another incredible episode for you today, and I trust it encourages you, hope it uplifts you, and I hope it challenges you to become the man or woman that God created you to be. Y'all, the reason we call this podcast The Qualified is because I believe that we are all qualified to make a difference with this beautiful gift of life that we've been given. However, just because you're qualified doesn't mean you don't have to put in the work to make that difference into a reality. So my hope is that something that is shared ultimately uplifts you and ultimately empowers you to start living the qualified life. Because I also believe that whenever we're chasing our potential, you know, whenever we're living a life that is making a positive impact, that is about becoming the man or woman that God created us to be and ultimately living the qualified life. Because I can promise you this, you're qualified for more. So you should never settle for less. All right, y'all, before we get into this episode, got to remind y'all this podcast is absolutely free. It is a value-added proposition. So if your boy does a great job, if it does make you, you know, make you smile, make you happy, if it challenges you, if it uplifts you, if it encourages you, if it makes you think differently in some way, if it improves the quality of your day in any sort of way, the only thing that I ask is that you share it out with at least one person and let them know that you enjoyed it, all right? And if you didn't get value out of it, then don't share it out, then don't talk about it, all right? Let's go ahead and open up with a quick word of prayer, and then we'll get right into the show. So Father God, thank you so much for this amazing day. Lord, I pray blessings over this conversation with this incredible person on the other side of my voice. Lord, I pray Exodus 4:12 over it, that you would speak in and through me, Father. Give me the right words to say, and that ultimately this conversation would empower them to become the man or woman that you created them to be, and live the qualified life. In your powerful name we pray, amen. All right, y'all, so today it's a kind of short, sweet episode, but just was thinking about a topic that I really wanted to hopefully encourage you with, and that is this. So the other day I was at the shop, and I was printing shirts and such. You know, if you've listened to the podcast before, you most likely heard me talk about Qualified Apparel, this amazing company that my wife and I run, where we feed families in America through selling apparel, with every one item purchase providing 10 meals for families in America. And so we were at the shop doing shirts and such, and I kept on having issues with the prints that I was getting. There would be like a haze around them, right? And I was having trouble like making it crisp, making it clear, so far as getting the ink on the shirt, making it crisp and clear and such, right? And I was like, there's got to be a way to get this better. And there was a gentleman that was there, and for whatever reason, there's another lady who's there that helps us out a lot. Her name is Amadi. She's incredible as well. For whatever reason, I never thought to ask her. I don't know why. But anyways, there was a later on, she was like, why didn't you ask me? I could have told you that. I'm like, I don't know why. But anyways, there was this gentleman there. His name was Joe. And I asked him, I said, hey, Joe, listen up. No, I didn't say it like that. But I said, hey, Joe, I said, can I ask you a question, sir? I said, do you know how I can make it better to wear? Basically, the performance on this shirt will look better. The quality will look better. The way it looks will be better. All that kind of jazz. You know how I can make it better, like the ink and such? He goes, yeah, you just need to press harder. I'm like, excuse me? He goes, yeah, just press harder on it. I'm like, really? And so, sure enough, I lit the screen up. I load it with, load the ink with the squeegee. If you're not familiar with screen printing, then I'm not gonna take too much time to go into it, but it's because it's, I feel like you have to see it. It's better to be seen. If you have any questions about screen printing, just Google, YouTube a video on how to do it and such, but what it looks like, because if it's not, it's kind of hard to describe, I feel like. But anyways, maybe it's not. But anyways, for the sake of simplicity, just go look it up. So anyways, but I got the squeegee. I was flooding the graphic, flooding the screen with the ink and such, and just about to print. Well, I put it down and I press harder than I normally do and lifted it up. What do you know? It was literally so smooth and so clear. I was like, are you kidding? I've been printing all these years and I didn't know this one simple thing. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like it was a really enlightened moment, but it was also a big eye opener as well. But it also made me think of a great metaphor of life, because I was like, wow, isn't that fascinating? Literally, I just had to push harder than I was currently, and I ended up getting better results than I was prior to that. And I thought that was fascinating. I'm like, you know what? Isn't that a great metaphor for life? if we're wanting more out of our life, what do we generally have to do? We have to work harder. We have to press harder. We have to give more effort than we currently have been giving in order to get the result that we're wanting to get. So I just want to encourage you, if you're not getting the results that you want out of your body or out of your marriage or out of your business or out of whatever area that you'd like to see better, obviously there's certain situations where things are different. I understand that. But all things being considered and all things being equal, how often do we just kind of settle and do we kind of coast and we don't get the results that we're wanting to get when in reality we would start getting the results that we've always been, that we've always said that we've wanted if we just gave that extra effort, if we just subjected ourselves to more pressure, if we just gave that more extra push, that hard work and such, we would get the performance that we're wanting to get. We would get out of ourselves what we've already been capable of, but we haven't given that extra effort. You know, so I just want to encourage you. What are some areas that you can do better in? I'm not saying you need to, you know, flip it over, 100% today and like, everything needs to be different tomorrow and such. No, I feel like that's not sustainable because if you're not used to that higher effort, you're not used to that higher capacity, you're going to start off great tomorrow, but you're going to quickly burn out, right? you're going to be really droggy. Just like if you wanted to wake up earlier, if you want to start waking up earlier, maybe you've always gotten up at like 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever. And you want to start getting up early. Well, the right thing to do is to not wake up at 4 o'clock tomorrow morning and let's go get it and such. Maybe that is for you, but more often than not, you're going to wake up and you're going to be exhausted throughout the day because you're not used to that. So what I would encourage you to do, start off small. Start off with those small increments. Instead of waking up 3 hours earlier, how about trying waking up 15 minutes earlier, right? And do that for a week. And then next week, you wake up at 6:30. So you start at 7 o'clock and you started waking up at 6:45 and now you're waking up at 6:30. And before you know it, you condition yourself and obviously go to sleep earlier, right? Don't eat as late and all that kind of jazz too. But you condition yourself to start being someone who does that. And your body actually, starts getting more used to that, more comfortable with that and such. It starts creating and you start creating that environment where you're like, okay, yeah, this is what I do and such. The same way is true when it comes to your effort. Like if you want to make more sales in your business and such, the answer, and again, everyone's different. If you want to do the other thing, then more power to you. I'm just saying when it comes to what I've found has worked best for me, is that when it comes to small incremental, just working to get a little bit better every day, better today than I was yesterday, right? Only competing against myself and not focusing on anyone else except myself, right? So adding that pressure, adding that extra hard work. And if you're wanting to get more sales in your business, for instance, instead of making, I'm gonna make 80 calls today. Well, if you've never made one call for the last couple of years, then making 80 calls in one day is going to be way too overwhelming. So can you make 5 calls today? The answer is absolutely yes. What you're going to find out though, is that 5 calls is going to be a lot easier than you really thought. So then you're like, well, heck, if I can do 5, I can definitely do 20. And then you're eventually going to work your way up to where you're making so many and you're making so many contacts, generating leads and doing all those things to where you actually start getting sales for your company. When it comes to making your marriage better and such, could you start, saying words of affirmation or whatever your spouse's love language is, right? How could you start allowing, facilitating, areas in your relation, in your marriage where that marriage can start getting better? Can you start writing little letters, little sticky notes and such and leaving them for them, let them know you're thinking about it, maybe sending text messages throughout the day. Or maybe, buying flowers once a week, or maybe just their favorite candy or whatever it is. I don't know. Just name the thing. You know your spouse better than I obviously do. So there's little things that I know what I can do for my wife, for Tiffany, that will help her be appreciated. Like writing little love notes, it might sound trivial, but like getting her food scale out in the morning whenever she's about to weigh her food, getting her protein bar out, just little things that might seem so insignificant. But at the same time, they're little things that add up to big things and they're little things that matter. So what are some ways that you could start this week that you could start implementing and working a little bit harder in your life to get the things that you've always said that you wanted? It doesn't have to be big, grandiose things, y'all. Like I said, when it came to the screen printing thing, it was literally such a small thing, but that small thing made a big difference. It made a big difference, y'all. It made it to where my graphic went from being hazy to being absolutely clear, to being a higher quality print. And that is going to, make for better quality, customer experiences down the road as well, which is an incredible thing. So I just want to encourage you, put more pressure on yourself. Work a little harder. Push yourself harder give more effort than anyone else would ever expect for you to give. The more that you do, I promise you, man, I feel like it's just a fact of life. The more that you do, the greater results that you're going to see and that you're going to get out of whatever area of life that you're wanting to improve and to grow in as well. I promise you, it works, dude. It works. I know it works because I've seen it work in my own life, and I'm confident that you've seen it work in your life as well. So what are areas that you can give more effort to? What are areas that you can grow in? What are areas that you can put more pressure in? Put yourself in more pressurous situations in order to get more out of yourself. Now, I feel like I should add the caveat as well. Don't be an idiot, you know? I say like add pressure on yourself as in like, hey, you know, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, max out my credit card and see if I can pay it off in, you know, 30 days. I'm not saying that. Don't be an idiot. Use wisdom, right? But at the same time, what are areas, what are ways that you can put yourself in situations that you can demand more of yourself than you previously had, where you can push yourself harder than you previously had, where you can give a little more effort than you previously had, you know? And anyways, just a quick word of encouragement, man. Just a quick thought I wanted to share with you guys. And I've tried to record this episode before, but for whatever reason, it just didn't end up coming together. But I was like, I felt inspired. I was like, let's go ahead and get it done today before we forget and before we do anything else. So anyways, y'all, that is the episode. Thank you so very much for listening. I trust you enjoyed it. If you did, please share it out with at least one person. Let them know that you enjoyed it. And if you could also leave a 5-star review on our, you know, Shopify, on our Spotify or on Apple Podcasts as well, that helps us grow the show as well. Y'all, I will talk to y'all very soon. Until next time, chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Hey, what's going on, Qualified Family? Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I trust you enjoyed the message. You know, with the Qualified brand, our mission is to empower you to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. You know, ultimately the life that you are qualified to live. You know, but it's not about just being qualified on our own. It's about the fact that God has created us with innate value and divine purpose to live for something bigger than ourselves. You know, a life ultimately that is fulfilling and brings glory and honor to Him. You know, so whether you've never had the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life, or maybe you were like me, you know, and you fell away, kind of fell away from your faith and kind of did your own thing. I want to encourage you with this. And that is that Jesus still loves you and wants, desires a relationship with you so badly as well. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter how many times you've messed up. It doesn't matter how messed up your past is. It doesn't matter how many times you've missed the mark. It doesn't how many times you thought you're going to go one way and you went the other way as well. Your purpose still stands. Not only that, regardless of your past, the love of Christ for you still stands as well. You know, and that's the amazing thing, dude. I mean, I've made a point of sharing how crazy my past has been and how many times I messed up. And here's the thing, God is the God of second chances. And not only second, but third, fourth, fifth, infinitely amount of chances, man. He just wants that relationship with you. So would you pray this prayer with me? Just repeat the following. Just say, Father God, thank you for the amazing work your son Jesus did by dying on the cross and raising again, forever making me righteous, complete, and free from the power of sin. I confess that Jesus is Lord of my life, repent of and ask forgiveness for my sins, and fully surrender my life to you. Use me to make your kingdom great. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, first of all, I am so dang excited for the decision that you just made. And I got to tell you this as well. It says in Luke 15, verse 10 in the Amplified Translation, that there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So what does that mean? Dude, right now, there's a dang party going on in heaven, bro. Like, everyone's going crazy. They're like, hey, this guy just gave their life to Christ and made the best decision of their life. So seriously, I'm super happy for you and excited for that decision you made. So two things. Number one, I got to tell you, you got to recommend that you need to get a Bible and start reading the New Testament, reading about the life of Christ as well. So whether you download the Bible app off the iTunes store or, you know, for Android, and start reading it there, or, you know, definitely recommend either the Amplified Translation or the New Living Translation or even the New King James Translation as well. Or if you get a physical Bible as well and start reading, that's great. But just make sure you start reading
and reading the New Testament, learn about the life of Christ and go from there and start growing that in that relationship and spending time with him. Second of all, there's a special page that I made specifically for this as well on Qualified Pro's website. That link for that is down below in the description. And it just takes you to some resources that I highly recommend that you get. Books that I've read, with the exception of one, there's one called, Disciplines of a Godly Woman. Clearly haven't read that one, but the other ones I highly recommend, and they're super powerful. This, some great resources that'll help you grow, help you improve, and just go deeper in your relationship with Christ as well. So, dude, so happy for you. And if you need anything, definitely feel free to reach out, thequalifiedpodcast@gmail.com. Happy to answer any questions that you have. Y'all, have an amazing day. Until next time, chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. We'll talk to you soon.